John McCain picked up another endorsement today, appropriately for President's Day. This one was from former President George H.W. Bush.
He has the right values and experience to guide our nation forward at this historic moment. And so I'm very proud to endorse John McCain for the presidency of the United States of America.
McCain thanked the 41st president for the endorsement, saying, "I think that our effort to continue to unite the party will be enhanced dramatically by President Bush's words." John McCain is clearly the frontrunner for the Republican nomination, having won the most primaries, the most votes, and the most delegates. But on the internet, it's a different story. On the web, Texas Congressman Ron Paul has a devoted following. He has raised more money than many of the higher-profile candidates who have since dropped out of the race, but he hasn't been a factor in the battle for the nomination. And while his opposition to the war in Iraq has gotten him national attention, it may be hurting his chances of keeping his congressional seat back home. From Texas Public Radio, David Martin Davies reports.
For the last 55 years, community members have gathered for a charity fish fry at the Deutschberg Civic Center, about 150 miles south of Houston along the coastline, right in the middle of the 14th Congressional District of Texas. A highlight of the event is the cake auction, and the bidding can climb over $100 or more for these ordinary cakes.
And I'll tell you all that this is the cheapest advertisement for any political office you can ever run for.
The big spenders are local politicians looking to win favor with area voters.
So right here, $90 going to go to Gary Mathis for sure.
The area's Congressman Ron Paul isn't here, but Chris Peden, his opponent in the March 4th primary, is. And to boot, he spent $100 on some homemade cinnamon buns. Peden is an accountant and a city councilman from Friendswood. He says he's the true conservative in the race.
How you fellas doing today?
Good.
I'm Chris Peden. I'm running for Congress in your district.
Okay.
Who are you running against?
I'm running against Ron Paul.
Okay. Well, I will hope to hell you beat him.
Thank you, sir.
Billy Holt is the feisty retired farmer who wants Paul out of office. But like many people in this rural part of Texas, he knows it's a tough task.
It's hard to beat Ron, I'll tell you. He's been there a long time.
Holt is also realistic about Paul's presidential ambitions.
I don't think there's no chance that he could even get nominated for president, but unless he's got something up his sleeve we don't know about.
Ron Paul is not in much trouble winning and winning big in this conservative district every 2 years. But now some voters, like Ronnie Kubeka, think Paul may have gone too far with his opposition to the war in Iraq and the Bush foreign policy.
A lot of people aren't happy with Dr. Paul because of his military stance against our military. It's a very close-knit community. We've had local kids that have gone off to serve in Iraq.
That's what Chris Peden is banking on.
Well, people believe that he doesn't represent their values, and they've learned that during this presidential debate.
It's been a while since Paul spent time campaigning in the 14th Congressional District until now. Recently, Paul announced he is re-energizing his re-election effort. Paul was cheered at a rally in his hometown of Lake Jackson, which is about 50 miles south of Houston.
Thank you very much. It's great to be home.
It was described as a rally for Paul's local supporters, but fans from well outside the district filled the hall. Many of those who attended can't vote for Paul in a primary, but many others, like Matthew Paycar, can.
He's been our congressman for a long time. We've really been pleased with how he sticks to what's constitutional. You know, he's against bigger government. He's always been that way. We're all for Ron Paul around here, so.
For his part, Congressman Paul says it's important for him to return to Congress. But he does acknowledge that his new national exposure has made him more of a local celebrity.
I just noticed that I get stopped more often than ever among my constituents in my district since I've had a national presence. They seem to be very pleased I've gotten the attention and gotten these interviews on national programs.
But challenger Peden is betting there's a downside to Paul's newfound fame.
The voters have been exposed to points of view that Ron Paul has that they don't necessarily agree with.
And Peden hopes it will result in voters looking his way in the March 4th primary. For NPR News, I'm David Martin Davies.